Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeit Z Eisenhower. That is courtesy of Aiden Devlin. I'm Jack O'Brien. That is Miles Gray.
And I like Ike.
This is What's Trending. I like Zeit.
Wasn't that the pins? Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You know, you like have too much shit going on. You're like, remember that old campaign phrase from Dwight Eisenhower? I like Ike. Who didn't like Ike?
I know. Everybody. Those were the days. Like, am I Ike. Right?
If I could be like.
Yeah, those commercials were dope. Just showing kids trying to be like Ike. Shoot.
Yeah, just dropping bombs and shit.
All right. So let's just catch up with what the president is doing as of late. He's still high on steroids, it would appear, and he wants to debate. He's like, fight me, you cowards. He's like, there's no reason to delay the debate other than the fact that I have a disease that,
what are you fucking scared? You don't want to pull up to me? I got my new form. I'm talking like, you know, Christopher Walken a little bit. There's something going on with me right now. I don't know what's happening.
There's definitely something going on with him right now.
He's turned into something else. I'm telling you, my Pokemon theory is holding strong. He did his steroids and now he's talking different. He's probably gonna have new hair. It's
right. He's not doing talks about COVID relief anymore until after the election.
That's a terrible, terrible decision.
Yeah. No, really bad. He's decided to, like, I don't know what you call what he's decided to do with regards to COVID. Like,
what do you call even a decision, Jack, at this point?
He's decided, like, okay, I lived through that, and therefore I've proven that it's nothing, that, like, it's not a problem. And, like, you guys are, like, rather than taking it as a brush with death or a brush with, a really scary disease, he's just leaning into the fact that, it ain't shit. 'Cause he also tweeted something about how the flu isn't as deadly as COVID that Twitter had to point out was false and Facebook took down. I mean, there's no way that Biden would actually get in the same room and debate him, right? Like, maybe they could do a Zoom debate.
Well, but he said, I'll do it if a scientist tells me it's all good. I'm not going off of old fucking super brain Dr. Fielder. Over here.
Yeah,
who's on his, you know, looking like he's on a Molly trip with his eyes all like bugged out. But, and he, I don't know if they were. I'm just saying that colloquially. But yeah, I don't know. He's just like, you know, that Kanye line. He felt the pressure under more scrutiny. And what he do?
Act more stupidly.
You know what I mean? Because you can't tell this motherfucker nothing. Not even doctors who are like, sir, you cannot. Ah, no. Oh. Watch me go up these stairs to heaven.
They've always been connected in my mind, even like long before the whole Kanye rock and the MAGA hat happened, because there was like a time when Trump's presidential bid started like picking up momentum, and it was at the same time that Kanye was like kind of going off on a manic direction, and it was just like these two narcissism like avalanches happening at once. And
something was in the air, you know?
Yeah, something was indeed in the air. But I mean, so this becomes the issue now, is we have the president who is just shedding viral load everywhere he goes, not refusing to wear a mask because he still thinks it makes him look weak, and why would he? And you know, the Secret Service is like, yo, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? The whole West Wing is like cleared out, or at least it was on Monday morning. I'm sure he's like, you come back to work. This is weak shit. And so
don't let him watch any Batman movies either. He's right. Gonna get idea. I'm telling you, he's right now. He is spitballing so many different theories and ideas just based off his Twitter. I just know. Eventually, he's going to make the Secret Service. He's gonna be like, take that pull cue, snap it in half, put it in the middle of the room. All right, now the one of yous that comes out of here is my number one guy. All right, see you in 15. Like, and they're like, what the fuck is this? We really got to do this shit? He said.
Yeah. Like, he's definitely in an altered state. He was already one of our most unhinged presidents, if not the most unhinged, if you're not counting, like, Nixon when he was drunk. And yeah, this is just a terrifying time for our country that I think we'll all look back on and be like, wow, that was really something. We were really like at the precipice of like literal apocalypse.
I mean, you say that but this memory is occurring when you and I are sorting through old junk piles in the apocalypse looking for like power converters to like warm our huts. We're like, remember 2020, man? Anyway, man. Oh, shit. Marauders.
Eddie Van Halen is trending because Eddie Van Halen passed away after a years long battle with cancer, throat cancer, to be exact. He was a long time smoker, but he claims that the cancer was caused by holding a metallic guitar pick in his mouth. But I would still not smoke. Based on this story.
Or hey, and if listen to Eddie Van Halen, if don't put metallic guitar picks in your
guitar
mouth.
Picks
I don't think anybody
either.
Needs to have that in their mouth.
Yeah. You
know? Stick with the plastic.
But man, that dude was a genius. The beat it guitar game. Solo.
Just everything, you know, that sound was uniquely Eddie Van Halen. You know, shout out the Dutch American God.
Yeah.
I don't really know much about him outside of that, so he could have been a terrible person, but like, I know the music.
I know that he popularized playing the guitar with the egg beater. And then, you know, I started writing jokes with an egg beater. And that was just like my way of showing off. So he influenced me in that way. All right. Big Mike is trending because Trump supporters are horrifying pieces of shit.
Oh, because of Michelle Obama's thing about basically being like, this dude is racist. And then we're like, yeah, we're racist and every kind of phobic there is.
Yeah, exactly. Section 230 is trending. What's Section 230?
So Section 230 is like this shit that protects Twitter and Facebook, like that doesn't make them liable for shit that's posted on their platforms. Like Section 230 is the reason you can say whatever the fuck you want on here. And it's like, it basically saying like that's user generated content, so like we don't know what the fuck, you know, that's on them. Donald Trump tweeted repeal Section 230. Okay. Now, sir, that's the whole reason you can tweet shit like this. The COVID-19 is like live with it like it's the flu, or spread all this kind of dangerous fucking misinformation. So I'm not sure, you know, like, because if they didn't have that, that would mean that Twitter and Facebook would be like, we have to vet every fucking post so we're not, you know, liable legally for anything that's coming out of this website. So, yes, I don't know. I don't know.
So he wants to be able to sue them for things that other people tweet, basically?
I guess. I'm not sure. I didn't read this, the like, what is actually motivating this. But right. Yeah, I mean, usually it's that saying, like, because they take aggressive action on the right, then they're saying, you know, then it always brings up that whole like impropriety, like are they favoring one side over the other, because clearly they favor the right over the left. I mean, they let death threats bang all day when it's directed at normal people for being like women or trans or black or having an opinion, but it's like the second it veered in the other direction, like, okay, we're gonna start banning people, don't even mention death with this thing. So you know, it's all just part of this really interesting fucking last few hours where his Twitter has become, you know, some kind of insight to his matrix.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how long, you know, Fauci came out and said, well, that like these are the early days and things could very well go in the opposite direction. It'll be interesting to see how much his mental state follows that path. Hopefully not at all, because I don't want the whole world to die. But
why? You're not an American?
They talk about mania being followed by depression or psychosis, or these are all things that can happen with steroids. So, and he does not seem like he's going to relinquish power, and Mike Pence doesn't seem like the type who's gonna, you know, strong arm it out of his grasp.
25th so. Amendment up in there?
Yeah.
That'd be his shot. Like they'd be like, they're like, the homies just on some shit right now. We cannot trust this person because, like, I'm sure, I'm curious to know, like, outside of, like, Dr. Twitter, like, what really, if you had a person on this kind of regimen, if you'd be like, yeah, they can continue to do this job with like super high stakes that involve like being clear-minded and making consequential decisions for millions of people. Or if they're like, you know, he needs to not be at work for at least 2.5 weeks. And right. Then we'll assess from there. But he's a president. He does what he wants to do. And that's the whole point of his presidency, is to remind people know that, you know,
I'm president.
Do whatever you want to do. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked before about how VIP syndrome has like killed Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley and, you know, all the people who get relationships with doctors who are so impressed by their fame that they can't say no to them. Yeah, they forget how to be doctors. And I just didn't think it would kill all of us. But like that right. Definitely seems to be something that is happening right now. That is what is trending this afternoon. The Pentagon is also under quarantine. Joint Chiefs of Staff were exposed to...
But Jack, how do you explain this? How is it that all these people in the president's orbit are getting COVID and no one on the left is? Explain that, because I think something happened at that debate or at the Rose Garden. I think something happened, and it's definitely not the denial of science and going against what every medical expert said in terms of protecting yourself against the novel coronavirus. What is it?
Are people, is that a conspiracy theory that's
yes. Yes. Wow. Yes. And it just shows you again, like, it's never about the actions of yourself. It's right. Not what did they do, because that's right. Off the table. Considering right. What their own actions is not even close to entering the orbit of thought for trying to explain what is happening. So it's immediately like, oh, here's a hit. And how come it's these mask wearing motherfuckers are protected from the thing that you need a mask from? I don't know. Why is it that all the people who were wearing motorcycle helmets had a better outcome when they had accidents with their helmets on? But the tough guys who didn't have helmets and looked cool, their coolness didn't save them. This must be anti-cool. Something's going on.
I believe that's true. There is a conspiracy against the anti-cool. Tough guys. Anti-cool. Yep. People who ride their motorcycle with no hands. All right. That's going to do it for this afternoon. We will be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, wash your hands, wear a mask, stay inside, don't do nothing about white supremacy, be kind to each other, and be kind to yourselves. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.